Unit 7. Animals and Plants. Lesson 1. Animals. Listening and Speaking. B. Listen and Complete.
John, I heard you have been keeping various pets for many years. I feel like getting a pet, but I'm not sure which animal would be suitable. Could you give me some advice?
Sure. Firstly, I want to know what animals you like.
It's hard to say. Dogs and cats are very cute, but I hope to have a pet that's a little unusual.
Secondly, how much time can you devote to your pet?
I'm quite busy, so I need a pet that I don't need to take care of very much.
Okay, I see. How about tortoises? They are very interesting and easy to feed and look after.
That sounds good. I'll think about it. Thank you.
You are welcome.
4. Why do you like dragons so much? B. Listen and repeat.
What's your favorite animal? My favorite animal is the rabbit. What's yours? I really like dragons. Dragons aren't real animals, are they? No, but they are still my favorite animal. Why do you like dragons so much? I was born in the year of the dragon. Really? You're lucky. What is your animal sign? I was born in the year of the snake. Snakes are very clever. According to the Chinese zodiac, do snakes and dragons get along? I'm not sure. Let me look it up on the internet. What does it say? It says we're compatible. That's lucky.
C. Listen and judge.
Reading and writing. 6. Why do we like to dress up as animals? B. Read the text with the following questions in mind.
1. What has the writer wanted?
2. Why do people dress up as animals?
I have wanted a tail for as long as I can remember. Maybe the idea grew up with so many dogs and cats and riding horses. It always seemed to me that humans looked somehow incomplete without tails. So while I've never dressed up in an animal costume, I've imagined what my own tail would look like. And I think I know why people dress up as foxes, bears, and cats. First of all, dressing up as an animal is a chance to express another part of yourself or to explore a side of your personality that you might not feel comfortable with in your everyday life. Masks of all kinds, from those worn on stage to costume balls and Halloween, have a long and active role in human history. Then, they're just wearing another kind of mask. The people who like to dress up as foxes, bears, cats, or other animals are always those who strongly identify with animals, rather than a Disney character or a famous actor.
8. Read and recite.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Love me, love my dog.
Cats hide their claws.
Never offer to teach fish to swim.
To lock the stable door after the horse is stolen.
Lesson 2. Plants. Listening and speaking. 3. I'd like to grow a garden.
B. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks with the words you hear.
I'd like to grow a garden. Can you help me?
Sure. Gardens need light. Do you have a place for your garden?
Yes, there's a small place there. How about that?
I think it will do. What kind of plants do you want to grow?
I'd like to grow some pumpkins, tomatoes, onions, and lettuce.
Well, pumpkin roots can get very long. You should plant those away from the other plants.
That's good to know. How about the others?
Make sure to spread the lettuce seeds out.
Okay. How about the soil? Is it ready to go?
You should till the soil first. It looks really dry.
Okay, I'll do that today. And then I'll come back to see you tomorrow.
Okay.
4. How pretty the flowers are. B. Listen and repeat.
Happy birthday, Anna.
How pretty the flowers are. Thank you. What's the name of them?
Jasmine.
Jasmine? They look cute and smell good.
Yes. Chinese people like the jasmine very much because it smells nice. There's jasmine flower tea in China.
Really? When does the jasmine bloom?
It usually blooms in summer. The jasmine stands for friendship. I hope our friendship will last forever.
It's very nice of you. I like this present very much.
C. Listen to the dialogue again and answer the questions.
Reading and writing. 6. Plants are like people. B. Read the text with the following questions in mind.
1. What did the writer buy some years ago?
2. What happened to it?
3. What has the writer learned from the experience?
Some years ago, I bought a special daylily because it was taller and bloomed later than other daylilies. When it bloomed, I was disappointed. The flowers were not as red as I had hoped. It was tall, however, rising to 5 feet or more, and began to bloom weeks after my other daylilies. I decided to keep it a while longer instead of throwing it out of my garden. I am happy I did. It wasn't exactly what I expected, but now I like it quite much. I was to give away another daylily because it wasn't as nice as I had thought. Then I began to like the flowers. The flowers opened in the evening instead of in the morning like other daylilies. Have you done this with plants as well, giving them away without taking the time to learn their virtues? I have also treated people that way. I'm trying to do a better job by giving plants and people a fair chance.
Teacher's World. A. Phonetics.
失去爆破. 一. 爆破音加爆破音.
Big boy. Sharp pencil. What time? Blackboard. Handbag. Goodbye.
She took good care of the children.
Ask Bob to sit behind me.
R, T, D, 加鼻音, M, N.
Good news. Take mine. Start now. Midnight. Admit.
Good morning.
I don't know.
三, t, d, 加舌边音, u.
At last.
Good luck.
Straight line.
A bit louder.
Friendly.
Mostly.
I'd like to.
四, 爆破音加破擦音.
Great changes.
Good jobs.
That child.
Grandchild.
Picture.
Object. 五, 爆破音加摩擦音.
Keep silent. A good zoo. Night show. make sure, get through, just then, old friends.
We heard David sing last night.
I'm convinced that Charlie has made the right choice.